searching for suspects in a pair of deadly shootings. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. When gunfire rang out inside a church in Colorado, police say a woman was killed and two men were hurt. Matthew Longshore with the Aurora PD says last night's shooting wasn't random.
There is a relationship. It wasn't just a random shooting inside this church. There is some sort of relationship between one of the victims and the suspect.
The suspect remains at large. To Virginia, where a shooting at a hookah lounge has killed one person and injured four others, including a student at Virginia Tech. The campus was briefly locked down. No word on any arrests. Virginia's governor is planning an appeal after an effort to do away with the state's mask mandate in schools fell short in court.
A circuit court judge in Arlington, Virginia, has ruled against Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order overturning a statewide school mask mandate in favor of a lawsuit brought by local school boards. At issue was this: who has the final say over whether students have to wear masks in schools to protect against COVID-19? Seven school boards from across the state filed suit last month seeking to block the governor's order. It took effect on January 24th. The suit filed the same day.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, an unexpected win for the White House.
The president and the White House were publicly warning that the January jobs report might be dismal. Instead, 467,000 new jobs were added, and now we're learning expectations for January might have been lowered because the disappointing jobs reports from November and December were actually underestimated by the Labor Department.
Fox's Matt Finn, the unemployment rate ticked up slightly to 4%. Republicans argue inflation continues to hurt the economy and American families. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
No let up to the Russian buildup near the border with Ukraine. This as U.S. intelligence warns of a Russian false flag operation that could serve as a pretext for an invasion.
U.S. defense officials say the graphic propaganda video, which would use actors and corpses to suggest that NATO weapons had killed Russians, has not been made yet, but preparations have begun. Separately, Fox News has learned Russian President Vladimir Putin has in place 70% of the military forces he needs for a full invasion.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. China is weighing in on tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. China's U.N. ambassador says the U.S. should avoid the vicious cycle of confrontation, condemnation, and sanctions and show more flexibility. Yesterday, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. said we have to keep up the pressure following a Security Council meeting on North Korea's recent missile launches. An apology from the new mayor of New York City. Eric Adams, a former police captain who is black, says it was inappropriate to refer to white officers as crackers while speaking in 2019.
PBA President Pat Lynch saying, "We have spoken with Mayor Adams about this video. We have spent far too many hours together in hospital emergency rooms these past few weeks, and we've worked together for decades before that. A few seconds of video will not define our relationship."
Reporter Sharon Crowley with Fox 5 in New York. The mayor says the comment referred to his efforts to fight racism in the police department. Criticism is being aimed at the Boulder International Film Festival. Alec Baldwin is lined up as a special guest programmer despite accidentally shooting and killing a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. The actor has not been charged. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.